welcome to the ASP webcast. Today we are joined by Mona Makram Abib from Cairo, who is a former senator and a civil society leader. We also have on the line Brigadier General Stephen Cheney, CEO of ASP, who has recently been in Cairo on a fact-finding mission. Welcome.
Good to be here.
Thank you.
Senator, how do you think the referendum is going in Egypt?
Well, the referendum is going in the midst of an atmosphere of euphoria. People are ecstatic. For the first time in a long period, they're very joyful. And even though many of them didn't read the Constitution, but they feel that saying yes to the Constitution means opening a new vista and a new milestone on the road to a transition to democracy and to a better life for them, for their children, for their family, and so on. So the referendum, as we can see, it was really, it was long lines of people who are voting, who are casting their vote. And prominent among these are the women. The women are coming in masses from everywhere, and in every governorate, they are the ones who are really at the very beginning, you know, of the voting process.
Why is it so important for women?
Women, first of all, the general has made a statement a few days ago, General Sisi, and his personal appeal gave a significant new push to everyone. But he made a particular appeal to women to come out with their family, their children, their spouses, their sisters, and the whole lot. And as you know, women, since the beginning of the January 25th revolution, have always been at the forefront of the revolutions for the past 3 years. But this time they came out really in amazing numbers in the polling stations.
And
they know, of course, that the new constitution is protecting their rights. They know that, in general, civil liberties are being protected. They feel that this is a new era for Egypt, and they want to forget about the past year and all its abuses and all the criminal protests that have taken place,
and
the abysmal failures really of the former regime.
And you were in Egypt and part of the political dialogue about this new constitution. What are the other key points do you think that Americans should know about the new constitution and the political process?
First of all, for Egypt, I don't know about America, but the most important aspect is that it strips out disputed Islamist language, which the radical tendency was exploiting. So it strips out all disputed Islamist language that took place in the 2012 constitution, which was under the Morsi regime, while it underlines that Egypt is an Islamist state and Sharia is the main bedrock of Egyptian jurisprudence. It also protects religious freedom and gives a lot of recognition to non-Islamist religions, and it protects women's rights. It technically protects a wide range of civil liberties. It has taken into consideration the people who were marginalized, like the Nubians, the Sinai, the peasants, the workers, and so on. However, everyone now is focused on voter turnout, specifically whether this week's referendum will beat the 30.8% turnout for the 2012 constitution referendum held under Morsi. So this is what everybody is waiting to see how the proportion of the turnout.
And do you think it's going to be a bigger turnout?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
General Cheney, you've just returned from Cairo on a fact-finding mission. What did you find?
Well, you know, Paul, Senator, you were here earlier in D.C. with us, and then, of course, we saw you in Cairo. And from my impression, from going around the city and to a number of places, that I felt the vibrancy. There was euphoria, is what you said. But, it seemed to me people were pretty pleased and pretty happy. Now, understandably, there are parts of all cities that there's a little bit of unrest. I think the sad part here in the United States is the press always focuses on anything negative, and positive doesn't get the big press that it ought to get.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And I think, I've got several friends in Cairo. I've gotten emails today with pictures showing, in fact, it was, somebody equated it to 1776. It was just like a new independence for the country. Is that kind of your impression of what's going on in Cairo today?
Yeah, for us, what is closer to people's mind is the 1919 revolution, which was against the British domination and for the Constitution and for democracy, and where this revolution saw for the first time women taking to the street and removing the veil. So, there is a lot of, many people identify with that revolution. Of course, those who are more educated, they see a similarity with the 1776 revolution in the United States.
Well, I'm glad to hear it's going well.
And, this is the third time Egyptians have voted on constitutional arrangements in the past 3 years. So we expect it to pass by a wide margin. And this means a ringing endorsement of the military-backed June 30th mass protest uprising against the former president. And as you remember, I called it the popular impeachment. It's not really a revolution, but it is a popular impeachment backed by the military against the abysmal failures of the former regime and the way it was leading us to, which was a theocratic state and which is totally against, the mien of even the ordinary Egyptian. The ordinary Egyptian is pluralistic by nature. They do not want to have clerics imposing upon them what they have to do, when they have to pray, or what they have to wear. So, although Egypt is a religious country, but it refused that kind of domination. And then, furthermore, the violence that ensued, the attacks against civilians, the attacks against Christians, against their churches, against the security police, against members of the armed forces, all this has lessened of the popularity of the Islamist trend enormously.
And Senator, what do you see are the next steps for Egypt in this political process following the referendum?
Well, Egypt, many Egyptians are weary of the political upheavals that have gripped Egypt and shattered its economy, its tourism, its industries since the 25th of January uprising. And they view the General Sisi as a decisive figure who can reinstate stability. However, although the referendum is turning out to be a vote on his popularity and on the legitimacy of what happened on the 30th of June, he has not yet decided. So I believe that for the future we hope that we will have a more competitive political field, particularly after the presidential vote is expected to take place in April, once the referendum is approved, and then followed by parliamentary elections. And I hope to run for parliamentary elections. What would be interesting to watch is the Salafis turnout, because, as you know, they have supported the 30th of June popular impeachment. They were present when General Sisi announced the establishment of a civilian government with a civilian president, interim president at the head of it, the head of the Constitutional Court. And so it will be important to look at how they react. Because if they have a high turnout, it would suggest that the Noor party, which is their main party, will decide to participate in the post-Morsi process. Whereas low turnout would reflect strong feelings of disenfranchisement that could lead more Salafis to embrace jihadism. And that's what I see really for the future. The referendum should be seen as a test of the post-Morsi transition's popular legitimacy. But, of course, we need to have a program. We need to have a vision for the future. Now, we don't have anything, and General Sisi also, even if he has started his presidential campaign, we need to know his program, we need to know his priorities, we need to know his vision of the future. So this is what, you know, we are really living the most important days and weeks of what will really decide the future of Egypt in the short term, at least, in these days of January.
Well, Senator, thank you so much. We've been following the progress very closely here at ASP. General Cheney, any final words?
No, I want to say we wish you the best. I mean, having been there and seen the people firsthand and witnessed the hopefulness and the anxiety, I think everybody, I hope it's going to turn out well, and I think it will. So I appreciate you participating in the call today.
Yes, but I also hope the Americans will pursue a balanced approach in this new phase of Egyptian history, and one that will emphasize U.S. strategic interests. They know perfectly well that Egypt is a pivotal region a pivotal country in the region, and whatever happens will impact the whole region. So I hope that they will resume military assistance to Egypt, because what is happening in the Sinai is extremely dangerous for everyone, including U.S. interests and Israeli security.
You bet.
Well, Senator, thank you so much, and we hope to be speaking to you soon.
Yes, I hope so. I hope you come back to Egypt soon.
We do too.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Senator, this is wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Please stand by.